Smiling faces, sometimes pretend to be your friend. Smiling faces, show no.
What's up, y'all? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hope y'all are having a good hump day Wednesday. It is the Civic Media Radio Network you are listening to. Come and join our conversation. We're all about real news and great conversation here. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Couple of quick things. Got a great text from Steady Eddie. Always great to hear from you, Eddie. He says, Maggie, there Mark goes again. Mark from Prairie du Sac making another violent reference, aka knees to the balls. Why was that funny to you? I think it's uncalled for and not helpful when either Mark or Donald Trump uses violent rhetoric. Point taken. Here is my response in part. First of all, Nick Fuentes, a neo-Nazi, posted the morning after Donald Trump's election on X, your body, my choice. That is violent rhetoric, right? I understand that you, Steady Eddie, condemn that as well. But I don't think Mark literally meant that in a way. If he did, I disagree with that. But listen, if somebody's going to put hands on me, right? My body, their choice, I will put a knee to somebody's balls. Because that's me engaging in self-defense, right? That's defense of person. It's also a rhetorical device using the thing that Nick Fuentes posted to make that point. Like, hey, what you just said was endorsing wholesale violence against women. That's what, and keep in mind, all kinds of virulent posts going up about marauding gangs of rapists and things like that. So I understand the use of that same rhetorical conceit, right? Your body, my choice. Mark and others turning on its head to say, yeah, well, my knee, your balls, etc. But I do think you are correct, Eddie, that we need to be careful about rhetoric these days because it is an information swamp. I also, and I'm going to get to that. That is our very next topic. If you want to join this conversation, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Matt from Middleton also texting in. He says, a strong progressive president, Roosevelt, was what held back the far-right Nazi movement in the 1930s. We may need those big, big ideas again. Couldn't agree with you more, Matt. Where did this other one go? Oh, yes. A new texter from the 608 saying, another issue to me, referring to the five reasons why Donald Trump won this election, courtesy of me, Maggie Dawn, at least this is my version of it, my summary, my 5 points. The texter from the 608 saying is, hey, also, if you shout untruths long enough, there is a percentage of the people that will eventually believe that those untruths are facts. Couldn't agree with you more, but to me, texter from the 608, that falls within reason number four, which is the information swamp. It's the Twitter of it all, if you will. And Twitter and social media and all of these algorithms are basically constant feedback loops, right? The algorithm feeds you what you want. It is a tool of confirmation bias. What is confirmation bias? It is your tendency to believe things that affirm your worldview and not just to believe things that affirm your worldview, to reject facts or view facts with suspicion if those facts tend to undermine your worldview. That is what the algorithms are. That's literally what they're designed to do, because what you will do is seek out more of the things that confirm your view of the world. That's the algorithm. This is what's creating the information swamp. Remember back in the day, I mean, I don't know if y'all are old enough, but I certainly was, when you would get the newspaper, right, and you'd open it up to the op-ed page, it would be point counterpoint right next to each other, right? It was always the pro-con. That mattered. Because even if you, whichever position you disagreed with, most of us would read whichever op-ed or letter to the editor challenged our view because it was right there in front of us. And you wanted to see, hey, how does the person that's supporting my view or my position rebut whatever the counter argument is. But we don't have an op-ed page anymore that puts facts and counter arguments that challenge our worldview, that challenge our conclusions, assumptions, etc., anymore in front of us. We have exactly the opposite. And that, my friends, is the information swamp. Carmella from Milwaukee, always lovely to see you on my caller list. I hope you're well. What do you have to say this afternoon?
Hi, is this me?
Yes, that is you. Go ahead.
It went blank and all of a sudden you were talking. Okay. Of course, I couldn't agree with you more on all of your points. But what I noticed probably more than a year ago was the messaging. And not just from Donald Trump, but every Republican talking head, they would say almost word for word every show they went on, every Twitter post, whatever they did. And I remember kind of being in awe of that, thinking, well, why can't the Democrats do the same thing? It's almost like they had like a morning memo or meeting saying, okay, we're going to say, you know, DEI higher, we're going to say inflation, we're going to say, you know, immigrants crossing the border, and so on and so forth. And it's very interesting what you brought up about the information and the bias. I've been noticing that also, but I think it actually started with Kellyanne Conway when she coined the phrase
alternative facts.
And then that gave permission for people to just take whoever is saying it that they like, that bias, and go with it and not investigate further. And it's been very frustrating the last few years, and especially this election cycle, trying to get that information. And you guys are wonderful. You guys will post stuff. But again, maybe that's even like biased towards what I'm looking at. And sometimes I want to see the whole thing across the board. And I respect Earl Ingram. He's always listening to, you know, Republican radio and other things also, just to hear what they're saying and what their messaging is.
Carmel, excellent points, all of them. And Andy from Wausau, I know one of our conservative leaning listeners, texts in and says this to me and you, to your precise point. The information swamp works both ways. Yes and no. So to Carmela's point about sort of what I'm going to just generically term talking points, the left does that too. But the information swamp is consumed differently by different groups of people, and the lies and misinformation is different. Remember, I have little rubrics, little handy, tactics for us all to remember some things. Not all lies or rhetoric are created equal. When you identify something as a lie, remember the acronym LIAR, right? So we know it's a liar, it's untrue, it's a half-truth, right? Well, what's the impact of the lie? What is its designed purpose? What is it trying to get you to do? Is it just trying to gloss over something that was a mistake? Or is it designed to motivate you to do something? What is the acuity? So that's L, it's a lie. I is what's its impact or purpose? A, right? What is the acuity of the lie? How bad is the lie, right? Is it just shading of the truth? Is it a selective recollection or selective pulling of facts? Is it taking something out of context? The acuity of the lie matters. And then last of all, when you look at lies, what is the result that occurs from the lie? In other words, is this a really, really bad lie that results in really bad decisions, harm to others, et cetera, et cetera? That is how we evaluate or should evaluate misinformation and lies, because there is no such thing as an alternative fact, right? It's like, I wish that the next third grader waltzes into class, hey, where's your homework, Johnny? I have an alternative fact, and that is that you already have my homework and it got an A, right? I mean, like, it's not how we should be doing things. Again, you want to join our call, 855 752-4842. Mark from Prairie du Sac, this is really important. Thank you, Mark, for this follow-up. And I think along the lines of what I was saying in response to our friend Eddie, who pointed out, like, hey, we have to watch out for violent rhetoric. Mark says two things. Hey, if a man or anybody put hands on your daughter or partner who's a woman, what would you have them do? Perhaps a knee to the balls, if you will. He also points out, as I should have said, Mark from Prairie du Sac wouldn't hurt a fly unless he had to do so in self-defense. Man after my own heart, that. Also, Liz from Sun Prairie texting in. She wants to add to my list of the five reasons Donald Trump was elected. Remember, existential angst that stems from the real screwing of working and poor people in the country. Donald Trump is an authentic messenger. You may hate him, but he's authentic and people think that he's saying what he truly believes. The third one is all of the racism, misogyny, anti-Semitism, xenophobia, every ism on the planet, which is a virulent strain of America's culture and has been there forever. Liz adds to this third point and says this, it's not just sexism, but we are in a rape culture. 100%, Liz. And I will add to this list of isms the concept of misogynoir. If you don't know what that is, go ahead and look it up. I'm not going to go into it because it is something that people have written PhD dissertations, but I will summarize by saying it is this weird blend, this very dangerous blend of both racism and sexism that is directed at women of color in this country. And rape culture is especially dangerous for women of color in this country. People are afraid, very afraid. We now seem to have that all in common. Liz also points out on information, I was surprised to hear of all the Fox News consumers I had pre-election conversations with now claiming that I, Liz, did not have all the information, that I, Liz, was the one who was ill-informed. I'm with you on that. It's a little shocking because I want to borrow the author of this piece that was published in Raw Story yesterday is by a guy named D. Earl Stevens. And he says this, I will not take even a scintilla of blame for supporting the smart, qualified career public service who understands the dangers of unchecked fascism and racism and was part of an administration that inherited an absolute dumpster fire from the SOB who attacked us. And then they also provided 16 million jobs to the American public. So listen to me, is what D. Earl Stevens wrote yesterday in Raw Story. I have seen what the majority of white voters want because of what they take. Listen to what he lists. White voters want and take Social Security and Medicare. By the way, those are Democratic policies. They take the recent cuts in obscenely high drug prices. That was done by a Democrat. Take higher wages and better paying jobs. That wage increase, which isn't anywhere near where it should be, was greater in Joe Biden's term than it was in Donald Trump's. They take high-paying union jobs. Unions are supported by Democrats. They take the money from the American Rescue Plan. That was a Joe Biden policy. They take money for disaster relief. FEMA, the funding for FEMA, look at the votes that went down, y'all, because it was Republicans that voted against increasing funding for FEMA, not Democrats. The Joe Biden administration increased funding for FEMA. White voters, the majority of them, they take the millions of jobs from the once-in-a-century Joe Biden infrastructure law. They take good-paying jobs and starter money from the CHIPS and Science Act. They take the health care and Obamacare that doesn't penalize people for pre-existing conditions. That's a Democratic policy. They take child care tax credits. Democrats did that. They take free lunches for their children. Democrats did that. They take new broadband internet access in rural communities. Democrats did that. White voters take all of these things and much, much more that well-meaning, good-hearted Democrats have worked so hard to provide them during this administration and the decades before. So what does D. Earl Stevens say? Me, I support the party that is providing these whining babies all of this because it is the right thing to do. Even if these white whining babies refuse to grow up and get out of their own way to see it. We'll pick right back up where we left off when we come back here on the Civic Media Radio Network.